it begins to lead you to the places, to the ways to do that. And so, is everybody can do it? Yes. Will they? No. Because not everybody can be pregnant at the same time.
When you give birth to the truth, it's a problem. Like everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, once before, mm-hmm. you talked about stories.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
But they're nothing.
Yeah. Our stories are, the other word for our stories is imagery in the cosmic mind, individualized. Now, what do we do with the monkey mind? Who wants to know? Who has a monkey mind that would like to know? That's because I wasn't talking about you.
That's okay.
That is wonderful that most of us don't know what monkey mind is anymore.
I was talking to one of my friends, and I was saying that because. Thinking of like 9 different things at the same time, and I can just mm-hmm. see it going. So I said, you know, I have a very capable mind. It's very good at accomplishing the things that it needs to accomplish, but I use just a portion of it because everything else isn't really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that makes me kind of sad that you have, you know, all this capacity, but you don't use it. And I thought that was like, I thought to myself, I said, you know, it actually makes me sad that you use yours so much.
I love that answer.
And,
yeah,
that's what I think that is over there, is that there's a confusion between the mind and the brain.
Yeah.
The brain is the organ that we need to use more of. The mind is kind of make believe.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
very well
start
said.
It with that, well, that's
good. Yeah, very good thing. Yeah, very well said.
As you see people, and especially when you can almost see, like, all this activity, like going and going and going, and it becomes exhausting from the outside because you're like, okay, I gotta go be quiet now for a little while. I need to detox from all this activity. And it's funny that you used to be like that.
Yeah, yourself?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, we all have that.
That's a good measuring stick.
Yes. Now that we really empty ourselves from the concept, and we found out that in the state of being is you are the closest to the truth than any explanation can do, I would like to say that that existence, if you may call it existence, or you may call it God or self, whatever you call it, you can compare it to space. When Tony builds a house, he doesn't push the space aside. He just, within this space, or upon this space, he puts up his break in woods and everything. And then when he comes inside of the house, he sees the space. Was outside of the house is a space. On top is a space. Now, the mistake that has been done is that each one of us built a house or went into a house and we thought that the only thing that was real was the house. Then we looked for the truth. Isn't that ironic and silly? You know? Do you follow what I'm saying, Gordy? Who does? Go for it.
I understand what you're saying. That was the question.
Yeah. And would you like to explain it for Gordy? Okay, now there is a small more explanation I want to say. We were talking about what is God. We all said whatever we said. But what is the self and what is the truth? If you take the truth to be like a space. I don't mean a space in the room. What do you call it? The five elements. Ether.
To be a cosmos.
A cosmos in English. You understood?
No, I misunderstood. I didn't understand it at all.
That's what I was trying to express, I think, when I said that I was just free, you know, just out there.
You see, the thing is that you said, I am just out there. I am free.
Well, see, I don't know how to explain it. Other than these pictures seem to explain it quite nicely.
Yeah.
Because you're just out there in space. I mean, it's like, how do you explain something like this? You can't put words to
this.
Then
you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I guess it would be like an astronaut being in space.
Okay, you
but
see,
it's not
there
even
is
that.
A
That's
a astronaut and there is a space.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just a part of the space.
Okay.
There's no materialistic thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't that.
I don't know how to explain. Whoa! That answered that. That was the guru. Told you this was a powerful picture.
The space is coming to you.
The inner and outer guru right there in space. Explain that one.
Okay, the inner and outer guru. Namaste.
Here, you hold it.
Because I'm having a lot of Shiva in me tonight, and I want to spare you guys. So it's best to say namaste. And remember something, all of you in life. Every explanation you guys said was genuine and sincere. I have no doubt about it. But I will not accept it for your own good. You can get hurt, or you can say, wait a minute, let me dig a little bit more. As a friend, as someone that loves you, not because I know you, not because I like your character, because I just do. I'm just saying that whatever was said, that you could swear by it, this is the real deal, I would say dig it more. In that, you have not put up your tent. You don't put up your tent, Cicely. Go forward. That's why as soon as I came in, I said, say I am nobody and I don't. Because I knew that we're going to have a class that we think that we got it. And I'm telling you, yes, sincerely you got it, but that's not the whole thing. Go forward. Being in this space as an astronaut, it isn't that. I don't say it is wrong. I'm saying I'm pushing you forward. I'm not seeing fault with you. I'm just saying because you're a sincere seeker, go forward more. And you might get offended and say, what does she know? I don't know what I know. And if you want me to explain this to you, is the outer and inner guru. That's the destruction that was happening tonight. They push your truth from within you and the truth that you see outside, they become together to eliminate the knowingness. And normally, a teacher, which I'm not, that is waiting for a student will not talk like this. Because I know that I would be offending half of you. I don't care. Don't come.
How is she going to say some of these things that's supposed to be offensive?
I am just know without knowing. I don't know how I know. And I'm not being rude, and I'm not being self-indulging and egoistic. I'm just an avenue for what took place tonight. Just think about it. You will have an experience like you will never believe if you just allow this harsh class to penetrate. You will not believe the jump that comes after it.
I had a teacher once give me a B in a class, and I really resented it. I thought I should have got an A. And 7 years later, I read the paper. Plus work. I hope I'm not missing anything here tonight. I'd hate to be.
I don't think anyway we had is it very, very rare that we have a class like this and it's especially potent and important and beneficial. I swear by that. It's very, very rare that we have a class like that. And I can't emphasize the effect of what goes on tonight.
I think it's this jacket. Because that's what you were wearing last time when you went out completely.
Really? I went under the state of samadhi?
It was this jacket.
I just want to clarify it. I'm not trying to say the astronaut space. That was not what I was trying to express. But that's very, very simplistic and inaccurate. Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify that. Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
Thank you. It is non-descriptive.
Yes.
And our friend down there, she was right. I should have said nothing.
I will. Let's see what I can see.
Something offensive.
Sing dirty.
Oh, that's about.
Oh, okay. Good job.